Welcome to the Lay Disciple. We're doing a rather extensive and systematic study of what the Bible teaches about the Messiah that Israel rejected. Today, Tom Murray is showing how clearly God showed them that Jesus was the promised Messiah and how blind they were in recognizing him. Join us now as Tom teaches about the two shepherds.
Well, welcome back to the Lay Disciple. I'm Tom Murray, your Bible teacher. I do want to remind you, those of you who listen to this broadcast, that I am a lay person, and by that I really mean that I have not had any formal seminary training. I've been a Christian for about 35 years and became incredibly fascinated with Scripture when I began to really look for answers and found that truth is really only found in God. And he has revealed that truth in his word about everything he has spoken about. Now, God hasn't spoken about every single subject in the Bible, but the subjects that he has talked about, that is absolute truth and well worth the time and the effort it takes to discover that truth and then begin to incorporate it into our lives. The truth that we're looking at in this current study is, what does the Old Testament actually reveal about the promised Redeemer of Genesis 3:15 and later the promised Jewish Messiah throughout the Old Testament? And there have been people who have said there were actually hundreds and hundreds of prophecies. We found that there are not hundreds, but there are in fact a sufficient number of prophecies, and we've been looking at those. First of all, in the law, the writings of Moses, and now we have been looking among the prophets, and we have gotten up to the prophet Zechariah. Now, the next piece of information that we get does come from Zechariah chapter 11, and it covers the entire chapter, the 17 verses. And this particular chapter in Zechariah deals with two shepherds. One of them is the good shepherd, and the other is the foolish shepherd. So if you read Zechariah chapter 11, you will find that the whole chapter deals with the first coming of the Messiah or the Redeemer and all the events surrounding his first coming. But while this is a 17-verse chapter, we can again break it down into its parts, and the chapter easily divides into three sections. The first section is verses 1 to 3 that describes a tremendous devastation that happens to the nation of Israel and the land from the north of Israel all the way to the south at that time of Zechariah. Now, this was fulfilled, this devastation, by the first and the second revolts of the Jewish people against the Roman Empire. In the year 70 AD was the first revolt, or the results of that revolt. It actually began in the late 60s AD. And then there was a second revolt in the year 132 to 135 AD. But verses 1 to 3 just describe the great devastation that came to the land as a consequence of the first two revolts. Then verses 4 to 14, which is the second section in this book, describe the actual events surrounding the first coming of the Messiah, or what Zechariah refers to as the true shepherd, and it deals with his rejection. Now, that rejection of the good shepherd or the Messiah is what actually leads to the destruction of Jerusalem and the land, and particularly the temple, in the year 70 AD by the Romans. So the second section of Zechariah 11 covers verses 4 to 14. And then the third and the final section, which is verses 15 to 17, will describe the choosing of a false shepherd by Israel, and that choosing of a false shepherd over the true shepherd is going to lead to even further devastation and expulsion from the land by the Romans in the year 135 A.D. So having given you the sort of outline of this chapter, let's actually get into it, and let's look at verses 1 to 3 regarding the devastation of the land that is going to happen as a result of the rejection of the Good Shepherd. Let me read those verses to you. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that a fire may feed on your cedars. Wail, O Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen, because the glorious trees have been destroyed. Wail, O oaks of Bashan, for the impenetrable forest has come down. There is a sound of the shepherd's wail, for their glory is ruined. There is a sound of the young lion's roar, for the pride of the Jordan is now ruined. Now what we learn in these verses is the kind of devastation that is going to happen, and the kind of devastation that is described in these three verses has only happened in the history of Israel in the year 70 AD as a result of the first Jewish uprising against Rome. Now, the prophecy of Zechariah contained in these first three verses could be said then to be fully completed by the year 135 AD, and we'll be discussing that a little bit more in our study. Now, the Jewish temple in Jerusalem was often referred to as a place of cedar. It was also known as a house of cedar. You will find that in 1 Kings chapter 5 in verses 5 to 6. So what we have in verses 1 and 2, where we have this description of the destruction, it is probably an allusion to the destruction of the temple, where it talks about the cedars of Lebanon. And at the time that Zechariah was writing chapter 11, the temple was actually being rebuilt under Zerubbabel. And Zechariah prophesied in the years after a remnant of the Jews came back from the Babylonian captivity, and God moved them through Haggai and Zechariah and Zerubbabel to rebuild the temple. Now, they couldn't rebuild the temple to its glory that it was built under Solomon, but it was going to be much smaller and much less of a splendorous thing, but God nevertheless told them to build it. Now, in the first part of verse 3, it talks about the wailing of the shepherds. Now, the shepherds here refer to the Jewish leaders, and they are to wail, we're told in verse 3, because their glory has been ruined. When Jerusalem and the temple itself were destroyed in 70 AD, the glory of the Jewish leaders, or the shepherds of Israel, was ruined totally because they had no temple. Finally, in the latter part of verse 3, we have some concentration of Zechariah on the ruining of the Jordan Valley. Now, the Jordan Valley lies to the east of Jerusalem. It's a very fertile valley, and that valley also is devastated, but it is the very lifeblood of Israel as far as their food product, but also it is through the Jordan Valley that the Jordan River flows, which is the source or one of the major sources of their water supply. Now, this devastation of the Jordan Valley is also discussed in the prophet Jeremiah in verse 5 of chapter 12. Later, Jeremiah mentions it in chapter 49:19, and then finally in chapter 50 and verse 44 of his prophecy. So the rest of the chapter, that is beginning at verse 4 and going through verse 14, is going to really focus on the two causes of the destruction of the land from north to south, as well as the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. And the reason all of this devastation is going to come, according to Zechariah's prophecy, is because the nation of Israel rejects the true shepherd, and they accept the false shepherd who presents himself, and because of that, this devastation will come. Well, that brings us then to the second major section in this prophetic chapter 11 of Zechariah, and that is the rejection that we've talked about of the true shepherd or the Messiah himself. Now, this covers verse 4 of chapter 11 all the way to verse 14, but we can also break this down into two parts, or actually we can break it down into three parts. The first part of this long section is God's commission to Zechariah as to what he wants him to do. And that would cover verses 4 to 6. But then we have Zechariah actually carrying out the commission that God gave him, and that'll be in verses 7 to 11. Then in verses 12 to 14, there's going to be a price established for the work of the Good Shepherd, and we'll deal with that. So let's look at God's commission, or call, or command to Zechariah, that you'll find in verses 4 to 6. And let me read that verse to you. For I shall no longer have pity, thus says the Lord my God, pasture the flock doomed to slaughter. Those who buy them, slay them, and go unpunished. And each of those who sell them says, blessed be the Lord, for I have become rich. And their own shepherds have no pity on them. For I shall no longer have pity on the inhabitants of the land, declares the Lord. But behold, I shall cause the men to fall, each into another's power, and into the power of his king. And they will strike the land, and I will not deliver them from their power. So what happens here is the prophet Zechariah is given a commission, and he is actually given a role that he is to act out, and he's to act this role out as a message to the people of Israel of his day, and also to the generation that will come after him in the days when the Messiah does appear. And the part that Zechariah is to play in his role here is that of the Good Shepherd, or the Messiah himself, at his first coming. And I see that we're out of time in this broadcast, so what we're going to have to do is come back in our next broadcast and look at the commission to the prophet as God called him to play out a role to communicate to the nation of Israel. So I'll see you in our next broadcast, and I hope you're learning in this study.
Thank you, Tom. Well, we trust that these programs are helping you on your road to spiritual maturity. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program, or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. I'd like to also encourage you to visit our brand new website at www.milktomeat.org. While there, you can find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of our radio programs. Join us again next time, right here for The Lay Disciple.